Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yo, man, I think one of the greatest things to start off with is to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That we have made it into this new year.
Amen.
It is a blessing. It is God's goodness and it is God's greatness in our lives. But I want to speak two or three things that have really settled in my heart for this year.
Amen.
And I pray that somebody carries it through. It really aligns together with the song as well that you were just playing right now and the song we're talking about. The book of Exodus, chapter number 13 and verse number 21. I want to read it in the New Living Translation and just take out three things, then we're going to pray over them. The Bible says, the Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
This allowed them to travel by day and by night. This allowed them to travel by day and by night. Now, I want us to see, first and foremost, the Bible says the Lord went ahead of them. Today, as we're going to decree and declare and pray over our lives in this year, God will go ahead of us. In fact, he's already gone ahead of us. And this is significant because, as I understand, it means that when they were in the wilderness, whatever thing was of the wild would encounter God first before it encountered them.
Sure.
In other words, if there's anything that the enemy has plotted in June or in July or in September or in whatever month of this year, it will encounter God first before it encounters you, because God has gone ahead of us. And I want us to stand in a position of faith, in a position of authority, and speak like Moses of old when he told the Israelites, he said, stand still, be still, and see the deliverance of the Lord. And this is important for us to understand. First, God went ahead of them. Number two, the Bible says, in the pillar of cloud to guide them by the day. In the pillar of cloud to guide them by the day. There are two significant things we must realize there. They were in the wilderness where there was no shade. Now, the Bible shows us he appeared in a pillar of cloud by the day so that he might shade them in the place where there was no covering.
Sure.
And this is the second decree we're going to make today as we pray, is that, Lord, you will cover me even when I look naked in the eyes of the people.
Yeah.
Even when I look like there is no covering, you will cover me. By day, he appeared in the pillar of cloud because, secondly, he wanted to sustain them from the scorching heat that would have killed them in the wilderness. You will not die in your wilderness. God will cover you. God will sustain
you.
And number three, the Bible then says, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. Now, if you go very well into the studies of geography and all of that, you will understand that by day, the wilderness is very hot. By night, the wilderness is very cold. In other words, God's appearance to them and guidance to them as the Israelites was never irrelevant to their needs. This one I need somebody to hear very well. God's appearance to the Israelites was never irrelevant to their needs.
Hallelujah.
In other words, he knew when it was cold, he became the warmth. When it was hot, he became the cool of the day. Whatever you need in this year, God will not be irrelevant for what you need. He will appear at the time when you need him, at the right hour, in the right form, in the right way. And the last thing we're going to pray and decree on today, the Bible then says, this allowed them to travel by day or by night. My God, this is so important and so powerful. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. And I want you to carry this, Mzalwane, with me today. Your journey will not
be
stop.
Interrupted. Hallelujah.
Whether it is by night or by day, your journey will continue. I want to say this directly and emphatically so. Your purpose will not stop in this year. Your purpose will function in winter, in summer, in spring, in autumn, whatever the season, your journey will continue by day or by night. In other words, God is interested in your progress. God is interested in your growth. God is interested in you getting to the destination of where and what He has called you to. You will not fail to hit the target of what God has called you to in this year. You will travel by day or by night. And as we're going to pray and decree all of these things, I want you to carry this over your life. I don't know what 2022 brought your way, the storms it has brought your way. Somebody said when they were speaking earlier that 2022 is now the past. I want you to carry this over your life and say, Lord, you have gone before me. Number two, Lord, you are there. You are the cool of my day. Number three, Lord, you are the light in my night. You are the one that covers me. And Lord, by day and by night, my journey will not stop. I will continue towards my destination. And we want to decree this tonight, rather this morning, actually, on the first morning of 2023. Hallelujah. And thank God, it is a Sunday. It is the day of the Lord. It is the hour of the Lord. It is the time of the Lord. Me and you will succeed. And Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, tonight we stand on the word, on the voice, and on the name which is of Jesus Christ. For you said, ask anything in my name and it shall be done for you. You said, according to Job 22, verse number 28, that we shall decree a thing and it will be established for us, O Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. And this morning we decree, Lord, that you have gone before us. You have made the crooked path straight, O God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Lord, you are in the 2nd of January. You are in the 30th of March. You are, O Lord, Father, in July 2023. You are even in September 2023. Whatever is ahead of us, you have already gone to it, O God. And we thank you for your providence. And Lord, we thank you that your guidance by the day is our covering, O Father. It is our covering from the scorching sun, O Father. Lord, as we walk in this journey and in this life, we are under your covering. And Lord, I decree and I declare that all that concerns us is under your covering. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, your covering will never be irrelevant to our needs. You will cover us in the way, in the time, in the moment, how we need you. We decree and declare that, Lord, even in the night, Lord, when it seems like it's dark and there's no way out, you become the light of our salvation. You become, O God, Father, the orderer of our steps. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we thank you for the warmth that we need. We thank you for the covering that we need. We thank you for the pillar that stands before us. And Lord God Almighty, ultimately, we thank you that God Almighty, today we decree and declare that no matter what kind of a season, what kind of a storm comes our way, our journey towards the destination that you have meant for us will not stop. It will continue, O Father. Be it sickness, for your word says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Lord, no depth, no height, no width, O God, will separate us. And Lord, we decree and declare that the journey will not stop. By day and by night, you will walk with us. By day and by night, we will walk because you are with us. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, with thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts, we say thank you, Lord, that we have seen this new year. We have seen this new season. We have seen this new hour. And Lord, greater are the things that we shall see because you are with us. Greater are the things that we will experience because you are with us. We decree and declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done and it is so, oh God. We will testify. We ready our ears, oh Father, for testimonies that will overflow in this year, for testimonies that will be spoken of your goodness and of your kindness, oh Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say it is done in the power of your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. He is with you. He is with us. We will not encounter what he has not encountered because the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. He is with us.
What a way to start the year. Hallelujah. He is with us, Mfundisi.
The Lord is with us. And I Amen. Want this to be a word that somebody carries personally for their lives. You might have crossed over 2023 into 2023 not knowing what it has for you in this month. But the Lord says, I must remind you, he is with you.
Amen.
He has gone ahead of us. And he has done it all so that we might see the glory of the Lord. I love what you said. I think you were praying and you said, it is important that when he does the works, it shall be known that he is with us.
That's
it
right.
shall be known
That's right.
that he is with us. And this is what the Lord is decreeing for us and declaring over our lives. He is with us.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.